This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Today's newscast is dedicated to the memory of Terry Schiavo, who 14 years ago Sunday died from a deliberate denial of sustenance in a hospital. A photo of Terry is at lifenews.com. Offering the story of a former Planned Parenthood manager, last week's Friday opening of Unplanned faced stunning rejections of free speech by a wide range of media sources. Despite bans on social media and rejection of ad campaigns, Unplanned landed among the top five grossing movies over the weekend. A plan to remove Special Olympics funding from the Department of Education came to light last week. While few expect the funding cuts to get past Congress, significant opposition to these funding cuts comes from those who also support targeting for abortion, the very people served by Special Olympics. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. $5 million were once destined to Planned Parenthood. That support is now in the hands of a fully licensed group of medical clinics in California offering high-quality care from well woman exams and ultrasound imaging to abortion pill reversal. Kathleen Eaton Bravo, founder of Obria Medical Clinics, is praising the Trump White House for helping her direct life-affirming care to low-income and underserved women and their families. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.